So STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And, you know, we feel it's important because there's a lot of job opportunities for students who have skills that relate to those specific degrees and those specific courses. So we had a lot of students this summer who had job opportunities, like Augustine, in with various organizations that relate to STEM. And so we feel that it's important because the students will, we feel they'll have a lot of opportunities in those career paths.
Okay. Frank alluded to a particular aspect of your program, Summer Bridge, and I didn't know what the bridge part of Summer Bridge meant, and Augustine was telling me about it before we went on the air. But explain the concept of Summer Bridge.
So the Summer Bridge is a program that lasts about 10 weeks. We bring students onto the University of Alaska Anchorage campus, and
these are students from
all over Alaska.
But they're like high school students.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So they just graduated high school, are planning to start college the fall after this summer. And they have an interest in STEM. And they have an interest in pursuing a degree program and or a career path that relates to STEM. So these students are here for 10 weeks. They take a college math class. And they work a professional internship with one of our partners in the science and engineering fields.
Doing all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. I'm not going to get too much into detail, but obviously get into that. But they're working in all kinds of science and engineering-based activities, whether it's in the office doing office-related work, design work, or out in the field actually collecting data and working with some of the scientists out in the field.
Okay, sweet. So, Augustine, it's now time for your essay, What I Did on My Summer Vacation. what did you do?
Well, first we started with our math class. So I took Calc 2, and it's a five-week level math class instead of a normal semester. So we did that, and halfway through that we started half-time at our job, so part-time. So we went to class, and then we took a break, and then we had lunch, and then we went to our class, or to our job. So we had to manage our time by doing our work so that we could finish our project on time. And so
you didn't lay around by the swimming pool a lot this summer, did you?
It's very busy. So after our math class finished, then we worked on full-time at BP. So I had 5 weeks to work full-time on BP. And so what I did was I looked at pigging barrel inspection data.
What's that?
Pigging barrel inspections. So a pigging barrel is a dead leg, which is used to insert a maintenance pig, which cleans the pipeline.
Okay.
And so it's a dead leg, so it's diverted away from the main flow. And so once the pig is entered into the barrel, the main flow is then diverted into the pigging barrel, and then the pig is then pushed out through that. And so
this cleans out the pipeline, basically.
Yeah, and helps mitigate the corrosion that can happen. And there's also another thing called a smart pig. So it goes through and it analyzes the barrel, and it collects data along the way to show where corrosion is happening the most and how severe it is compared to other places.
And so what's the purpose of your study and your data collection?
We're trying to understand what services or how the layup procedure on the barrel is done, which is what cleans the barrel or like shuts in the barrel. So after the pig has left, so we're looking at what services or how the layup is done, or the orientation I looked up of the barrels, and seeing what really drives the corrosion in those barrels.
So the bottom line is we're trying to prevent oil spills.
Yeah, to help mitigate them.
So what was the day like at BP? Once you did school and then lunch, and then you went over to the BP offices? And
yeah.
Would you sit in front of a computer?
Yeah, I looked at data on MIMIR, which is where you can find inspection data for the barrels. So I looked at the barrel number, the equipment ID, and I looked at the inspection, and I collected it through Excel. And so then I sorted the data through Excel and looked at it. And then I also used a program called Reality Links, which is a 3D program where you're able to see all the piping and all the barrels up on the slope. So I got to look at a specific flow station too. And through that, I was able to see the barrels in real life and see how they actually look and how big they are compared to all the other piping and actually the flow lines that are alongside that.
So are you sure you just got out of high school?
Yeah. Yes.
What school did you go to?
East Anchorage High School.
When I was here, you're dealing with 3D software and statistical analysis and spreadsheets and calculus. when I was your age, I was playing baseball or something like that. Did you have any little epiphany, any aha moments of finding out things that surprised you?
Yeah, we found out that some certain services, so like produced oil, produced gas, seawater, and produced water, we found out that some services were generally more corrosive, so like they were more controlled when the corrosive happened or the corrosion happened. But then we figured that one that was not normally corrosive was more severe than others when it happened in the barrel. So we were able to see that, and so we were able to notify people on slope to watch out for that service because it's more severe when the corrosion happens. And then we also figured out that...
You're scientists making discoveries. This is sweet. This is so cool. Do you get to patent this idea and become a millionaire or anything? Or is that
no,
in the future?
It was help towards them.
How many folks, I mean, were you on a team? You weren't doing this all yourself.
Yeah, I was on the integrity management team, and I think there was about 6 of us, including me, and they're mostly chemical engineers, so they looked at the chemicals that they used to put into the pipeline to clean it and all that stuff. So it was cool to learn about that.
So what are you majoring or going to major in?
Mechanical engineering.
Okay, with thoughts to the future, you have any idea what you're going to do with that?
Not sure yet. I just like the aspect that like you get to build things and look at things and see how they're done. So my job was kind of like that. So it was pretty interesting to see how everything was put together with the major that I wanted to be with.
And obviously you have an analytical mind, that goes without saying here. So what, for yourself personally, what sort of a takeaway do you have from the experience?
It was definitely like, it gave me a lot of knowledge that like I need, and it gave me a more like in-depth thing about what engineers really do at BP. So I was able to see I got to see a drilling engineer or like a reservoir engineer. And I also got to see some other things like geology and other things like that. So I was able to see different aspects of the majors and what they do really in BP.
This is our future here in front of me and in front of speakers here. That's fascinating, Augustine. And do you have any other research planned out or just hitting the books hard?
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to do an internship every other summer, so I plan to go back to BP, so hopefully they take me back.
Maybe you'll come back and talk to us after that, too. Would you do that?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us here. Mike, this program of Augustine's is fascinating, but this is only one of a whole bunch, right?
Right.
What are just briefly some examples of some of the other things that are going on?
So, you know, just as a reminder, again, Augustine participated in the Summer Bridge, but she also had previous ANSEP summer experiences with us. So prior to the Summer Bridge, there's the ANSEP Acceleration Academy, which is a 5-week summer program where students are taking more college-level courses in math and science, and so they're building up their college curriculum and earning college credits toward, you know, ideally toward their science and engineering degrees that they'll pursue someday, but really they'll apply to any degree program that a student would want to pursue at the university. And then even before that, we have what we call our middle school academy. So for the students in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade are coming onto the college campus, living in the dorms, and engaging in more hands-on science and engineering activities. So really from an early age, we want students to be aware of how science and math and those skills can translate to opportunities, but really get them ideally excited about career paths and degree programs that relate to science and engineering. So, you know, we have students that can work with us every single year from 6th grade through a PhD. So we're going to continue to support Augustine while she's here at UAA pursuing her mechanical engineering degree. And it's really exciting to see students who have been involved as long as like Augustine has, and see them just kind of grow and develop. As you can tell from how she's describing her internship experience, I mean, she's doing things at 18 that a lot of us
we'll never even think about doing in our lives.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, Augustine, as we get set to wrap up, anything else you want to mention? Or? Okay. Thank you so much. You come back and see us. Mike, anything to add or anything we left out?
Well, I mean, all of this wouldn't be possible without the partnerships that we have, and BP is just one of many organizations who took on internships this summer, so we're really thankful to have those partnerships at all the different levels from middle school through university level support. So if anybody's ever interested in learning about what ANSEP is doing or wants to engage with the program, I highly recommend you look us up, ANSEP.net. So we look forward to having those conversations with anyone who's interested.
Okay. ANSEP is the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program. ANSEP.net, ANSEP.net is where you can find out more information. Really, really exciting stuff. Mike and Augustine, thank you so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you.
And thanks to our producer, Frank Chyth. Look for the assistance as well. It's 8:37. Eric Clapton and Sylvanesso just ahead.
It's Better Live. The Anchorage Concert Association's upcoming season features more than 25 shows to inspire and entertain you. Rock out with Melissa Etheridge, Straight No Chaser, and Postmodern Jukebox. Be inspired with The Moth, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and Pink Martini. Subscribe to a package of three or more shows and get big savings, great seats, and flexible ticket exchanges. Learn more at anchorageconcerts.org.
In Alaska, fish camp is the traditional place for catching and processing food for the winter. It's hard work to ensure a cache of smoked, dried, and canned salmon through the long winter months. On the next Native America Calling, we'll talk with folks about their favorite fish camp experiences. We hope you'll join us.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.